Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Tuesday, February 23rd. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Senator Thompson Fontaine concerned for CARICOM re international corresponding banks' recent threats. Jamaica Health Ministry putting measures in place to prepare for more cases of the H1N1, also known as a swine flu. And Britain's biggest companies say leaving the EU would threaten jobs and put the UK's economy at risk. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. The details coming up.
Shop at Quartz with the peace of mind that you can get everything your home needs. And you pay nothing until Mother's Day 2016. Choose from the widest range of furniture, appliances, and electronics. And pay nothing up front. This special offer is valid for limited time on purchases 24 months and over. So, shop at Quartz now and pay nothing until Mother's Day. Get what you need and want with no hassle. Only from Quartz. Quartz, bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I wanna get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to return. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, cause I wanna get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
Senator Dr. Thompson Fontaine says recent threats by international corresponding banks is cause for concern for CARICOM, including Dominica. Senator Fontaine says U.S. regulators are very strict, and he believes that the international banking community made this comment due to alleged reports that some of the funds coming into the Caribbean region may be dirty. According to Mr. Fontaine, if these corresponding banks pull out, this means the shutdown of trade between countries in terms of financial transactions and transfers of remittances and the like.
This is something I've been following for quite a while and is a concern for us in the Caribbean. Let me just explain what we mean by correspondent bank. Every transaction coming from overseas, anytime your family or your friend, somebody sends money from the United States or from Canada, anywhere else in the world, it must go through a bank in the United States before it can get to Dominica. That's what we call a correspondent bank. So, for example, the National Bank has a correspondent bank. I think it is Citibank in New York. The Scotia Bank has its correspondent bank. Every single bank has the correspondent banks. And before any transaction can reach Dominica, it has to go through these banks. Now, if the banks are threatening to close this off, this would mean that monies would not be able to come through the banking system again. And that would pose a very serious problem for trade and for everything else and for life as we know it. Because even, for example, even when you make a simple transaction with your credit card, that goes through a correspondent bank. So,
a robbery has occurred at the Greenhouse Sports Bar and Grill located at Mero. The establishment was robbed at gunpoint in the early hours of Sunday morning. The owner, Mr. Jameson Julian, injured himself while trying to escape. Reports confirm about 12:30 a.m. on Sunday, February 21, about four armed masked men entered the building and ordered everyone to freeze at gunpoint. One customer said it happened so fast and we were in shock. The gunmen stole the cash register of the business place as well as cell phones and made good their escape. The owner of the business is now a patient at the Princess Margaret Hospital and is expected to undergo surgery today. The robbery was reported to the St. Joseph Police Station. Investigations are ongoing at this time. Q95 News team will continue to follow this story and bring you more information as it becomes available. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health, Helen Royer, is encouraging Dominicans to continue cleaning up their surroundings as the country seeks to combat the breeding of the Aedes aegypti mosquito responsible for the Zika virus. Last Thursday, the country embarked on a massive national cleanup campaign under the theme, Stop Mosquito Breeding Today, Keep Zika Away. Royer says persons need to sustain what's already been started.
We have to continue our thirst reduction activities. We need to continue to take care of our garbage because based on what we are seeing on ground, that people have quite a bit of garbage at their homes. We have a lot of white goods, and it is an opportunity for you to continue what we started. So even when you go home, those who maybe did not put out their stuff, I think they should do the same thing. Look at their veggies, look at their team that are collecting and breeding. and they could actually check with the district nurses for garbage, but they do not have, and repair it. But I think it's a matter of sustaining what started us.
Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Health and the Environment, Ivor Stevenson, says plans are underway to construct a facility geared at measuring weather patterns with regards to the issue of climate change in Dominica. He made these remarks recently.
We are looking at the whole question of our med services, where there will be the construction of a facility in the Disaster Preparedness Office in Jimit, yes. We're looking at the construction of a facility here. Originally, it was planned for Melvin Hall, but having had the experiences from Melvin Hall, we felt that it would have been a risk to put in a structure to measure weather, you know, and climate in that area. So we have not been relooking at another area, and that's in the Jimit area, where we will be building this infrastructure, you know, to measure our rainfall, and because we realize that that is very critical for us in the way forward.
Public Relations Officer of the Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation, Geno Jacob, says the national cleanup campaign continues this week. Last week Thursday, Dominica embarked on a national mosquito reduction campaign day aimed toward eliminating the breeding grounds of the Aedes aegypti mosquito. But Jacob told the state-owned radio Monday that the campaign is ongoing and is urging persons to continue putting out their white goods.
We know that there are a number of white goods around, still lying around in various nooks and crannies. In villages everywhere, people are continuously putting out stuff, and we are encouraging people, yes, to put out stuff, because I think that program will continue for maybe the rest of this week, and we are preparing the landfill, and the landfill is poised and ready for receiving all that white goods from the various villages.
National Security Minister Raybon Blackmore says a proposal to secure a modern high-tech patrol vessel to intercept the transportation of drugs and illegal firearms at sea is being considered. The minister made his remarks on the heels of the police raid at the Silver Lake community.
The government is seriously looking at procuring a modern high-tech patrol vessel to intercept those forms at sea. A proposal for the procurement of such a vessel is currently being considered. Let me say further, the recovery by the police must be viewed as a very serious matter by all of us. Persons who possess illegal firearms have every intention in using them, especially those involved in the illegal drug trade. I wish the police success in its investigation in finding those responsible for the illegal firearms and illegal drugs found in the civil community, and in the prosecution of those involved. Dominica is not Iraq, and certainly Dominica is not Syria. No one, therefore, should have in their possession such high-caliber weapon.
And the failure to properly dispose of plastic materials in Dominica could not only pose a direct threat to the environment, but tarnish the island's image as a nature island. That's the word coming from Dominica's Health Minister, Dr. Kenneth Darrow. The Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation on Monday received the EC $126,000 towards the procurement of a duty-free truck to assist in its waste disposal. The check was handed over to the acting general manager of the corporation, Florian Mitchell, by the director of the Dominica Red Cross, Kathleen Pinard-Byrne. Dr. Darrow says the volume of non-biodegradable items sent to Dominica following the passage of Tropical Storm Erica last year has overwhelmed the capacity at the landfill.
Following the recent passage of Tropical Storm Erica, I've also been informed that more than 200,000 plastic water bottles, together with hundreds of thousands of other containers of packaged foods, personal care products, etc., were distributed around the island within a seven-week period. And as we can very well imagine, this volume of non-biodegradable material has overwhelmed and continues to overwhelm the capacity at the sanitary landfill in Focolay and could result in a potential environmental disaster if suitable alternative disposal means are not employed. And by that I mean recycling, increased landfill space, etc. Ladies and gentlemen, to put it bluntly and simply, if all of this plastic material is not disposed of properly, it can be a direct threat to the environment and tarnish the image of Dominica as a nature island. And although equipment to deal with the plastic material had previously been acquired by the corporation, They did not have the financial and technical capacity to manage this until now.
Meantime, Acting General Manager of the Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation, Florian Michel, explained how this donation came to fruition. He said the truck will be retrofitted for the disposal of plastic cans and glass containers.
A project proposal was submitted to the Consulate for the Dominica Red Cross, and today is the manifestation of that vision, which will realize the procurement of a flatbed truck that will be specifically retrofitted to receive plastics, cans and tin, and glass containers, glass bottles. On behalf of the Dominica Service Management Corporation, I would like to say special thanks to the Swiss Consulate and the Dominica Red Cross for this generous contribution, which will enhance the collection of recycled material on the island and further strengthen our effort in implementing a comprehensive waste separation at source for the entire island. This equipment will help us, as I said, separate the material coming to the landfill. So why should we put the garbage in the landfill where we could recover that material? So that is why the vehicle is specifically retrofitted. So the material collected, it will not go to the chipping fish. We'll have systems placed on the landfill that it will be further separated and prepared for exportation.
And a Swiss consulate representative to Dominica, Andy Burkhard, says Dominicans should take responsibility for the proper disposal of waste.
What I'm really happy about is that it's not only a short-term relief project after Erica. It is something that is a long-term project, and it's not a project again. At the end of it, we all should be responsible enough to put the plastic in another container or somewhere else. It's high time. We have to deal with it. We look around, we see it everywhere, we see plastic everywhere. And I'm very happy also that now the campaign is on for the cleaning and for taking care of the environment and making sure that the environment is protected. Well, let's hope that all Dominicans will recognize the urgency and importance of the proper waste disposal. I think we all Dominicans have a role to play in it. The whole world, as a matter of fact, has to play the game and be part of it. And I think it's a good start, and let's hope it goes on with this good cooperation.
Some of the monies donated will be used for hiring maintenance staff and for training personnel in the proper use of the truck. In other news this afternoon, Jamaica's Ministry of Health is putting measures in place to prepare the health sector for more influenza cases following an increase in cases of H1N1, commonly referred to as swine flu, and one death linked to that illness. And Minister of Health Horace Daly says he has instructed the National Emergency Operations Center team to activate the National Influenza Plan. He said, "We have been reviewing our systems to ensure that we are able to manage any increase in cases that may come at our public health facilities. The team has been instructed to ensure that the necessary resources are put in place across all the regional health authorities." Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Adelahay says the ministry has been monitoring symptoms associated with influenza viruses through its surveillance system and has noted an increase in cases over the past 6 weeks. As a result, doctors have been advised to report cases of influenza on suspicion within 24 hours. And Britain's biggest companies say leaving the EU would threaten jobs and put the UK's economy at risk. Bosses, including those of BT, Marks and Spencer and Vodafone, signed a letter published in The Times saying an EU exit would deter investment in the UK. Leave campaigners point out two-thirds of FTSE 100 firms, including Tesco and Sainsbury, did not back the letter. A referendum on whether the UK should stay in the EU will be held on June 23. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Senator Thomson Fontaine concerned for CARICOM, re-international corresponding banks' recent threats. Jamaica Health Ministry putting measures in place to prepare for more cases of H1N1, aka swine flu. And Britain's biggest companies say leaving the EU would threaten jobs and put the UK's economy at risk. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.